This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You have a noon tea time.
I had it all to do over. I still hit that shot.
Patrick Harris and Danny Meringue on Open Championship Week.
Tried to hit that same impossible cut 3-wood into the wind from the hilly lie. Five in a row out of bounds. Till you finally pulled it off.
Brought to you by Langdon Farms Golf Club, the best course in the Northwest for year-round golf. Book your tee time at langdonfarms.com.
Tapped it in for a crowd-pleasing 13. And a 12, but that's the one that came.
Patrick Harris and Danny Meringue on 1080.
Well, what the hell? The rider tells you, bucks you, you don't ride at all.
The Fan.
That's right. That's right. Patrick Harris with you. That's Danny Meringue to my left. Welcome into Harris and Meringue.
I do like how we're leaning into the whole Irish thing as we're both Irish as hell.
I didn't lean into anything.
I mean,
I just work here.
It's happening. I reject my Irish heritage. But
really?
You know, yeah.
I don't. I fully embrace it.
I hate Notre Dame. Like the fiery passion of a thousand suns.
That's
so
the
Irish
first
adjacent
thing that comes to your mind is when you think of Irish as Notre Dame.
Yeah.
You just instantly go, this is going to be a bad Friday. I can already tell. I can already tell. The first thing you think of when Notre Dame comes to your brain, or when the Irish come to your brain, is Notre Dame?
Yeah. It goes in some form or fashion, Notre Dame, bad food, god-awful weather, mobsters, Guinness.
I was going to say beer.
Yeah, and Guinness.
Stop it.
Hate it. Hate it. You know we talked about yesterday, not for me. I hate it.
Rust, it's going to be a long day, buddy.
Yeah, what I hate. What I hate is when everybody lumps Guinness in with other stouts and says that they are the same.
Because dry Irish is different than an export stout.
Guinness is one of the lightest beers, not only in taste, but in calorie content.
It's like 4.2%.
Well, I was going to say in taste, but like calorie content, and alcohol percentage. It is a light beer.
I don't like chewing my beer.
It's not chewy.
It's chewy.
It is absolutely not chewy.
It's chewy.
My friend.
Fight.
Years in the bar business.
Don't care. Chewy.
I was certified as a perfect pour of a Guinness pint.
There you go.
When I think of Ireland, I think of the cliff sides.
See, I think more of England.
Around it.
I think of Dover, you know?
I think of The Quiet Man, the great Maureen O'Hara, John Wayne movie. Mm-hmm. I think of cars exploding.
Irish car bomb. Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
Then maybe the shot Irish car bomb, which I'll put Lump Guinness into that. Notre Dame's way far down the list for me.
No, it's literally the rival, so it's very... And I had somebody I worked with years ago who...
He's talking about Dusty.
up until a couple years ago, his family had a hall at Notre Dame. Like, his family was famous there. And we had a standing bet every year on a bottle between USC and Notre Dame.
Sure.
So, yeah.
Irish whiskey. I love Irish whiskey.
I'm a Tullamore Dew kind of guy.
Yeah, look, I'm
a Tully guy.
I'll get down.
If I go down the whiskey route, it'll be an Irish. Yeah. You can't beat a Jameson.
Yeah. I have to rebuild my bar at my house.
Mm.
And I'm trying to figure out what Irish whiskey will be featured at my bar.
Okay. See, me, I'm a Jameson over Bushmills guy.
I'm a Jameson
those,
over Bushmills guy as well.
Those are your two biggies,
but
much,
I like Tullamore Dew over the Jameson.
I got the old Jeff Sacramento a bottle. I can't remember what it was. An Irish. It wasn't Redbreast is an Irish, is it?
Redbreast is Scotch.
That's right. That's Scottish.
Right? Oh, God,
I think. I'm pretty sure I got it.
It's Irish whiskey.
It is? Okay, so it is. Yeah, so I got him a nice bottle of Redbreast, and I had some of that. I was like, that's pretty damn good.
I know I just left the restaurant industry, but when you leave that place finally, you just exit.
You just dump it out.
Exit all of it.
It's gone.
And I was like, yeah, there's a ton of different stouts. There's Irish stout, export stout. And somebody cut me off. Somebody cut me off.
Where to go?
Obsidian. Obsidian stout.
Yeah. Dark beard.
Van text line. Do you know an Irish 7-course meal? It's a potato and a 6-pack.
Yeah. What's more Irish than having potatoes?
Look, potatoes. That's put it up on the board.
That's a joke. You're supposed to, I ask you and then you say what?
No.
What's more Irish than having potatoes?
What?
Not having potatoes.
There you go.
Boom.
Got him.
This is one of those
roasted.
Boom. Roasted.
Yeah.
We get to do this because we're Irish. Is that the thing?
Yes.
Like I have a black friend.
Well. I've got a DNA report that says I'm 60% Irish.
I don't know what my DNA report is. I would love it if I'm not Irish. You know, my name is Patrick Harris.
Yeah.
And I got some of the Irish looks. That'd be great if it came back and was like, absolutely not. I get the
back and you're like from Madagascar.
Yeah,
like,
I get some Middle Eastern vibes from some people. I get Greek from some people. Mostly it's just Jersey,
that is. I could definitely see Mediterranean for sure.
That'd be rad, dude. Yeah. Because then going back to the homeland.
Oh, going back to the motherland?
You go back to the motherland.
Like Stavi?
It's an island. It's probably an island, but it's like in a nice body of water.
I've been to Crete and Cyprus, man. And God, it's during the Olympics, all the way back then. And the exchange rate back then to the lira.
Oh, yeah.
Buddy, I was living like God.
Well, yeah.
As a broke airman getting like $120 a day per diem.
Is it not still the same way? Isn't Greece still dying?
Yeah, but this was like at its worst. It was, the exchange rate was obscene.
Greece exchange.
I want to say it was like 6-1, something like that, 7-1.
Oh, no, 1 euro.
Yeah, they're on the euro. Yeah.
I'm an idiot.
I think Cyprus is still, I think Cyprus went off it or came back. There was something going on in Cyprus years ago. I don't keep up with my Mediterranean islands quite as well as I used to.
You need to.
I know.
That's your next, they're the euro.
Yeah.
You need to. That's your new task, Danny. Well, I challenge you to do that this weekend. You ain't got nothing else to do, man.
I remember the one.
You ain't got no job.
One of the first briefings I ever.
You ain't got no friends.
So even when you're like actively not doing stuff, like in my intel unit at the time, it was the young airmen, as it were. We were responsible for like every week, one of us had to do an intel briefing on some nation, and basically just drew it out of a hat. And
that sounds like my fifth grade class. You know, you got to do a report.
It's like mild hazing, but it's also like. It keeps everybody fresh on like everything.
I got Grenada once.
I got
that'd be more interesting in your world.
Yeah, I got Cyprus. I think it was the second time. My very first one was Macedonia.
Oh, okay,
brother. That one was tough. That one was, but like it was cool. Like the ancient history of Macedonia, dope as hell.
Sure.
More recently, it's a lot. It's a lot of the political interchanging and things like that. You're just like, there's a lot here. But does it matter?
Right.
It was the worst briefing I ever gave.
Does it matter to us?
Yeah.
It probably matters a lot to
us. Oh, yeah, no. That's what I mean. Like, when you're talking about like global scale politics and stuff like that. But that was part of the challenge. It was like, you know, you might get a nation that's not in the thick of things, but you would also learn about, you know, well, not to get too into it, like certain people that you were tracking and what they did and how they did it and what the connections were to whatever terrorist group and stuff like that. But it was just like, oh, okay.
We forgot the Irish goodbye.
Oh, yeah.
I am a king at it.
Just dipping on out.
I am such a king at it.
See, now me,
I was at a house party a couple weeks ago, and I leaned to the host. Normally, I don't do that, but I leaned to the host. She's a very gracious host. I love her and her husband. And I just leaned to her, and I was like, Aaron, thank you so much, but I'm leaving. She goes, You're the best Irish goodbye I've ever had. And I'm just like, just don't say anything.
See, now I may only be 25% Italian, but we are full in on the Italian goodbye.
Yeah.
Which takes a solid, what, hour and a half?
Hour and a half. See, yeah. And that's, I don't even want 10 minutes of it.
Yeah.
It's like, oh yeah, I got to grab something from my car. Half the time I don't even say that. It's like, ah, I got to take a piss. And then it's just like, whoop, doop,
doop, doop. I'm the complete opposite.
Deuces, I'm out.
Yeah.
I'm the complete opposite.
Are you the last guy? Are you the last guy at the party, Danny?
Yeah, it
you are never coming to my house.
That's what happens.
I have decided now, yep. You are never coming to my house.
Not even that. Even if I do have to leave, it's very much a, like, I'm going to go say goodbye to everybody.
Sure, sure. You know, that's the polite. That's the respectful thing to do. I'm the jerk here.
I think it's the military beat into me. It's always be early. Always, you know, make eye contact. I'll go on my mild Portland rant. I hate this city for like one specific reason when it comes to people.
This city?
Yes.
Ooh.
It is the worst eye contact acknowledgement city in the country.
That's the truth. I will agree with that. I don't know about the country, but people don't really want to engage.
No.
Like, I would say a lot
look,
of that is because...
if you're walking in New York City and there's a million people on the sidewalk, you can't do it to everyone. I get that. Here, that's not the case. Like, if you're just walking down the street... give the nod. Make the eye contact. The people that, like,
when you walk by
and they're actively searching for any reason to not look up, it's so weird to me.
I think a lot of that is fear of being asked for something, as there are many people on the streets that ask for things.
Yeah, but also, if you have your eyes, number one, you should have your eyes up while you're walking around.
Agreed.
Because your situational awareness in the city sucks.
I'm too busy on my phone.
It's not even that. There's people just stare at the ground because they don't have social skills to engage with humanity.
Inner thought.
It's just like, what is going, like, I've lived all over the country, all over the regions. I've lived in the Northeast. I've lived in the South. I've lived in, you know, in the Midwest. It's the worst.
Mm-hmm.
It drives me nuts.
Yeah. It's okay to say hi. It's okay to say hi. I try to say hi to my neighbors.
You can just give me the eyebrow up, like.
Yeah. So,
no, you don't have to do that. Just a little,
like. Acknowledgement of human existence.
I exist. You exist. Have a good day. Like, that. So much is said, but just a little.
Oakley Doakley. Well, we do got a show for you today. Fun little tease. Big week here at the Fan next week. And that is not because it's Big Ten Media Week, although that will be covered extensively on this show and on the other shows. But a big week for 1080 the Fan next week. So make sure you turn in more on that to come. Well, we got a lot to get to today. I bought a new car. And then all of a sudden, all these stories, crazy stories about cars come into my life. Rashid Rice, etc., chickens and old men and things like that. So we get a lot to get to. But how are we feeling? Can we breathe? Have we caught our breath? Is everybody okay? Baseball's back today. 3 hours. Who's going to win the American League? That's next. Harrison Meringue, 1080 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
I just get tired. I just don't want to do it.
Please just grab it. Already that many drops of you saying you don't want to be here, you don't like this, everything's awful. There's only room for one pessimist here, sir.
Get out of the way, then. 1218 Portland Sports Leader here. Don't you forget it. We are alive from the shadows of the historic Fremont Bridge. 503-864-6326. That's the fan text line. She'll let you interact with us throughout the entire show. Shout out to the YouTube friends at youtube.com/1080. The fan, I'm having a little fun with them today. Okay, all right, all right. Cat's out of the bag. We're not going to talk baseball for 3 hours.
You'd like to.
I would like to. Yeah. I got home last night pretty wiped. Pretty exhausted. There's a lot of just kind of normal getting used to doing this with you every day and kind of the prep for it and just the physical labor of doing it.
We're not allowed to talk about this because we have awesome jobs.
I know.
No. Like, people that ask me, like, oh, it must be awesome doing radio. And it is.
It's great.
It is a privilege. It's an honor. I have said this a million times. I have never not woken up and not wanted to go to work.
Totally.
Try talking for 3 hours straight.
It's a little challenging. So I feel pretty great today. Yesterday, after I got home and kind of was processing some things, not quite sure where to go with it, I feel in a really great spot. And we'll just start with this. Damian Lillard coming back to Portland is such a win for this city. Mm-hmm. We will talk basketball later today. We'll talk basketball in a year, at the beginning of the season. Like, there's plenty of room for basketball, but I think what's really important, and if you listen to the boys in the morning, they said the same thing, that this is just, it's a happy moment. You know, we talked about it yesterday when the news broke, when Bill Orem tweeted that out, Shams confirmed it, you yourself confirmed it, Danny, and we were able to kind of have that instant reaction. Now that we've had a little time to breathe, a little time to catch our breath, where are you today on this situation?
I mean, I went home yesterday and did about 35, 40 minutes on a live show on Jack Ramsey's, and call me corny, whatever. There was a point in time where the thug tears almost came out.
Thug tears?
Oh, yeah.
I don't know what that is.
I had to fight him back, man. I was just telling him, get back in there. Because it was just like, it's such a win for the city. It's such a win for the fan base. Like, I'm not going to share this person's name. But I got a lot of texts like these, and he is the father of a young man who has a disability, and he is at every Trailblazers game, and I see them damn near every game. And he DM'd me and was like, my son was heartbroken when Dame left. And he said he hasn't been the same since Dame left, but today he elevated in his wheelchair and excitement is back in his world.
That's amazing.
I literally sent it to Dame, and like, it was like, this is what you mean to people, man.
We do it for the kids.
This is dope that you're coming back. And he was like, it's bigger than basketball.
Wu-Tang is for the children.
And it's like, I have probably a dozen stories in my phone over the last, you know, less than 24 hours like this of varying degrees, whether it's somebody talking about their disabled son, or the 55-year-old Blazers fan who was a kid in 77 and watched them win a title and still what Dame means to them. Like, it runs the gamut. Men, women, young, old, it just, Dame is Portland. And we talked about it the other day when Adam Silver, you know, mentioned the the new arena.
When we thought we had freaked out the biggest for the week.
Yeah.
We thought that was our biggest freak out for the week.
And it was like we talked about it, and I didn't want to in the sense of like, because I don't think it's gonna happen, but number two, it's super depressing. But the idea of the team leaving the town is on the literal other end of the spectrum, where Dame coming back is such an infusion of hope, joy, and people are like, oh, it's just nostalgia. And it's like, it's not just that. He means more.
Hey, I'll tell you what. Even if it is a little bit of nostalgia, I'm okay with that. Because this town's reputation, some deserved, some not deserved, has taken a pretty big hit over the last 5 years. Mm-hmm. And to have somebody who, by all accounts, publicly and privately, is just a great human being, mm-hmm. choosing to be here and making places like here his priority has to make you feel good in this town. Now, again, you can have your anti, from a basketball standpoint, kind of views on this. You can have your, it doesn't make sense to me on a financial or a team level. Like, I'm willing to hear those. But as far as just a feel good, yeah. As far as just me waking up and being like, yeah, I come into Portland every day and I talk about sports and I get to talk about Damian Lillard for at least 3 more years while he's here instead of being afar. Like we were talking about Big Ten Media Days coming mm-hmm. up, and it's like we got to cover Jonathan Smith. How long do we cover Jonathan Smith?
Yeah.
You know, how long do people care about that story until he's, you know, not at Michigan State and now he's at Coastal Carolina, or he does really well and now he's at Florida State or something like that? When does that stop being a local vibe? And I think Dame could have gone down that path as well, but we don't have to think about that anymore.
And, you know, it's funny that you bring that up. I'm writing up the kind of, you know, the Dame is back piece for the Patreon and tried to have it finished last night, but I was wiped out after doing everything. And that was kind of the framing of it in the sense of the last time I wrote about Damian Lillard it was a very long, kind of personal, you know, process of that whole summer.
Hey, this is supposed to be strictly business. You were taking this very personal.
No,
and I love you for it.
No, it was
it's
like
a Godfather line.
No, I got you. But it was, you know, I documented all 89 days and kind of what I saw and what things were from my point of view.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, without giving too much of it away, it was like, I thought that might be the last time I wrote about Damian Lillard as a Trailblazer.
Mm.
And my takeaway from all of this, my selfish takeaway is that's not true anymore. And now we get to talk about Damian Lillard as one of our own again.
Well,
and there's something about that is just resonating through everybody.
Stories don't end this way.
No.
They just don't.
No. Think about
Michael leaves Chicago, goes to the Wizards, and it's like, okay, this isn't so great. We'd love a reunion tour one more year in Chicago. Come on back, bud. And it's like, no.
Think about, like,
there's the one-day contract to retire, but nobody cares about
different.
That.
I mean, you know, Dwayne Wade kind of coming back to the Heat was kind of this, and that's probably the closest that it comes. But, you know, Wade wasn't traded away. He was left in free agency because he wasn't getting his money. So I'm trying to, without diving into it, it's kind of an open-ended question. I was like, how many guys are top draft picks that are franchise icons that get traded away that come back and actually play? Like,
I don't have any off the top of my head.
Going through my head, I was like, God, does that exist?
I think the only person, I can't think of somebody that's actually done it. Mm-hmm. The only person I could think of that could do it, which I really don't want to get into, but I'm going to say it, is LeBron. That's the only one I could see.
Yeah, but again, he also left in free agency.
Correct.
Like, he wasn't
traded
away.
He wasn't traded fair. Like, so you're talking about somebody not against their will, but
it's a point of contention. Like, yeah, plenty of guys have left and come back and done that part of it, but like, this is different. Because he was traded away.
Joe Montana never went back to San Francisco. Yeah, this doesn't happen.
It's a very unique, very Portland thing.
Is it a Portland thing? Yeah. Is this our personality in a nutshell?
Yeah, I think so.
That
think
not looking people in the eye?
Yeah. Dame looking in the eye.
Passive aggressive. He's done it before, and I got really scared. I used to work at a place in Lake Oswego, and we had an event space there, and it was Stotts was still the coach, and this is probably 10 years ago, and they had like a preseason
the team dinner.
Welcome back sort of thing, and they came out, and they were there, and guys are walking by, and you kind of like, oh, snap, that's Damian Lillard. And he made eye contact with me, and I thought I was going to die. It was like piercing into my soul in a good way.
Yeah.
But in like, I'm serious. No, I see
he, you. He's a very, like, he knows the name of every security guard in the building kind of a deal. Like, legitimately, at Moda, like, all the ushers and stuff like that, he knows everyone.
What if I want to do that, but I'm an idiot and have a terrible memory and can't remember everyone's names?
He's right on your hand.
I want to be like Shohei. You know Shohei says hi to umpires every time at the beginning of the game? He's like, hey.
The really funny thing is when Freddie Freeman screws with him, because he always pays, it's the elderly respect from the Japanese culture.
Mm-hmm.
And Freddie will stand there, like, before they're walking on the field and, like, stand by the door. And Shohei's like, nope, not walking through first.
Not walking, nope.
And Freddie will just sit there and screw with him and screw with him and screw with him and then finally go. And then Shohei will give him a little bow and go. And it's like... It's literally, you know, little things like that. It's fun.
Well, the city of Portland got their flowers, and we're all feeling pretty good about it. Seeing that on the text line and the YouTube chat. I'll read some of those when we come back. That's how great it feels now. That's how it feels to be a fan. Let's flip this on its head, Danny. Let's get into Dame's head, and let's talk about why Portland. Why come here? Why, if clearly money is not the situation, why come back to Portland? We'll do all that next, but first we'll send it to Rusty with sports.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Coming up in the 1 o'clock hour, we'll dive into Rashid Rice. Old people, chickens.
A lot of that.
It's a heavy car day.
Yeah.
Yesterday was supposed to be a heavy car day, but no. No.
That mild breaking news. It'll get you.
It'll get you.
Unless you're in the mornings.
It's all right.
It'll never get you.
Those poor guys.
And we're off air.
it's like, you know, the Shams and the Schefters of the world and the Passons.
Mm-hmm. Well, they want everybody up.
They're like, man, those dirt and spread guys, when are they done? 9 o'clock, 9:03, send.
Yep. It's usually within like 4 minutes of 9 o'clock that they send it.
Those poor guys.
That's how it goes, man.
That's how it goes. We've just kind of talked, and we spent some time yesterday. We're going to dedicate a decent amount of today's show to kind of Damian Lillard. We'll put that to bed until any new news or information comes out. You know, next week we have Big Ten Media Days, so that'll be a fairly dominant part of the station next week.
And I'll say, it does sound like Dame's press conference is going to be pretty quick. So.
And that'd be great. If we get one real soon, that'll be awesome. We'll give that its love when that happens. So we kind of talked a little bit, not a little bit, we've talked at length about how great this feels as a Portlander, as a Blazer fan, as a Blazer media member, and as a Portland media member, just kind of, and then you listeners out there as well, some things coming across on the text line. And honestly, I could read a ton of these, but a lot of it is very just, I love the dude, and he's just an awesome guy. Dame was never not one of our own. He just went out for a few years trying to help the less fortunate. You know, there's a lot of funny stuff like that. People are excited, but let's flip this on its head. Danny, you've had conversations with him over the years, and it's no secret that, you know, him and his family live in Lake Oswego. He loves this town. His mom lives here. He is always
here. The cousins live.
Yeah, he's always said that
family is here.
He's always said that no matter where he ends his basketball career, this is home.
Yeah, this is that's no longer Oakland. Like, don't get me wrong, he still has ties there, but this is home.
And I said this yesterday when the news came out, because you were like, I am shocked. I'm not shocked. And I was kind of like, well, I was a little surprised. I'm a little surprised by the timing. I'm a little surprised by the third year. But tell me why does Dame make this choice now to come back to Portland?
Well, there's the basketball side of things, and there's the off the court side of things. I think the most important thing to him is that he's going to be around his kids more now. And that was, to be blunt, it was very difficult for him in Milwaukee.
I'm sure.
So Drew gets traded out. Dame goes in there. Dame moved into Drew's house, big old mansion. You know, there's only so many places that NBA players can live in the city. So it's kind of the same situation here in Portland. A lot of guys that when they end up moving out, or they get traded away, or don't, you know, no new contract, whatever it is, another player will move into that house because it's set up for those guys. They're big dudes with lots of money. There's only so many of those houses, right? Well, Dame's built a freaking mansion down the road with a roller skating rink, his own studio, all kinds of stuff, right?
Right.
But more than that, he loves his kids, man. And without getting into the personal side of that stuff, it was very difficult for him to be away from them. And so that was like, he was going to rehab no matter what team he went to. This next year, he was going to rehab here.
Look, as a
that
parent,
was happening.
As a parent myself, I completely understand that. You know, Rusty's a parent too. I've spent a lot of time working in restaurant industries. I work all night Friday, pretty much all day and some night on Saturday, and I open on Sundays. So, like, those are primo days to see my kids, and I don't get to see my kids that much.
Yeah.
Fast forward to now, and boy, do I feel great because I see my kids all the time.
It's, you know, it's a real
It's huge. I mean, I want to kill them, but it's huge.
Sure. But on the basketball side of things, you know, I've seen some people like, oh, my God, why would they give him this money? Why would they give him this third year? Like, da, 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 da. It's like, they're giving him $14 million a year. They're giving him the MLE.
Mm-hmm. Which is, for those of you who don't know, is the mid-level exception.
It's $14 million. And it's like, yes, it's a lot of money in the grand scope of the world. In the NBA,
it's a lot of money for me.
Yeah. But Duncan
Robinson. $14,000 is a lot of money for me.
Duncan Robinson just got 3 years, $48 million. Kyrie Irving got 3 years, $119 million.
And his knee doesn't work.
Came off an ACL. It's like, yeah, like the money part of this is not that big a deal. And I've seen some people like, oh, Dame took the biggest payday. There were other teams out there that were willing to offer him the MLE. But on the basketball side of things, this is a team that he wants to play with.
Yeah.
I've said this for 2 years.
That's exactly what you mentioned, that this team was built. You said this yesterday, that this team is built the way that he would want to play with. Long, defensive,
the number
young,
of times we have talked about Tumani.
Young.
Yeah.
Young and young.
By the way, I don't think he'll mind if I'm saying this. He said, that boy, nice.
Yeah. Young and young.
Yeah, so,
young and young.
But the number of times Damon and I have talked about two, he's like, so I was doing my.
He liked Tumani Kamara?
I was doing my.
I like Tumani Kamara.
My all defensive team
like
ballot.
I like saying his name.
No, it's a great name. But I was doing my all defensive team ballot, and I'm like, I can't put two on first team. It's just hard. Like, it's hard for me. Like, he's really good.
Be a professional,
like,
Daniel.
And I was like, I can't, like, because I had to put somebody from Oklahoma City on the first team all defense because they're
defense. That's one of the best defenses
In modern era. Yeah. So it's like, if you're going to tell me you have one of the best defenses ever, somebody's got to be on this freaking team. Like, so I had to put somebody there, and I ended up going with Dort. And I was talking to Dan about this, and he's like, you're crazy, dog. Two is a first team all defense. I've gone up again. And we've talked about him and his matchup and stuff like that. He's like, he's one of them ones. And like, he just, nothing but effusive praise for two. Like, Drew is a guy that, I mean, clamped the living hell out of Dame.
We got traded for each other.
Well, not just that, but I mean, like, in the playoffs of 2018 against the Pelicans, you know, Dame kind of marks that as like the turning point of his career from going from all-star to superstar, because he realized what he needed to do in order to beat what the Pelicans threw at him, because they threw the kitchen sink at him, and Drew was a big part of that. Chris Paul was the early, Baba Yaga for Dame. Chris Paul drove him nuts. After that, it became Drew. Drew's the best defender on him in the league.
Yeah.
And so, like, having that guy be here and being a pro, and they play together in the Olympics. It's actually funny. The Blazers now have three Olympians from the last group. Not the one from 2 years ago, but the one in Tokyo. Dame, Jeremy, and Drew. It's kind of crazy to think about. It's like, wow, that wasn't that long ago.
Jeremy was an Olympian.
Yeah, he was on that team.
Well, I forgot about that.
Mm-hmm. They have three gold medal winners on the team currently. But, like, yeah, I mean, so JG's one of his guys. Drew's one of his guys. Two's one of his guys. He loves how Denny played. Like, he loves this team. Like, he is, I mean, I read his text on the air yesterday. Here, let me pull it up again.
It's verbatim. It's good to just get it done now instead of waiting around and seeing your options. You know, I'm here in Lakers. I'm here in Celtics, you know. It's nice that it pulls the trigger that fast. That's the biggest thing that surprised me.
And this thing came together a while ago.
A couple weeks ago, Cronin and Chauncey were at his house.
So, and the reason, like, I was saying, like, I don't think he's going to come back here right away.
Does Joe cook dinner?
I don't know. I mean, I know.
Order out, take out?
I mean, he's got a private chef, so.
Chinese?
Probably.
New York kitchen style?
But he basically told me, like, yeah, there's a pretty strong chance of coming back, but I thought he was BSing me. I thought he was just like, you know, whatever. Yeah. And I left it at that. And I was just like, but turns out he was. But as far as the team fit, I flat out told him, like, look, I'm going to bust your balls if you try to rush back from this injury. And he said, I'm not. I'll come back to form in due time. This team is perfect.
Yeah. I mean, there's a long way to go with this team.
But there is. But, like, the idea, the identity, the idea of, like, what they want to be.
The idea is there. How it all plays out, that is to
be
seen.
Where the cards fall, you never know. But, like, the identity and what he has wanted to have a team be built around. This is it.
Fan text line, will the Dame press conference start with officially announcing Cronin as the new godfather of South Beach? Boy, them Heat fans. I told you yesterday.
Oh,
I'm here for it.
Dwayne Wade going on Twitter and being like, yeah, good to see Dame go home. This is like all things are right in the world.
Meanwhile,
and they're just responding to him, hating him.
Meanwhile,
and I'm like,
Heat fans, chill the F out. When we come back, let's look at Joe Cronin. Let's see how this all came to play. And, you know, we've looked at it from our perspective as fans, your perspective, listeners out there, the Damian Lillard perspective coming back. Let's take a peek at Joe Cronin and how this all came to be, because I think he, if anything, deserves, I mean, I keep saying, if anything, he deserves some flowers for this day as well. And then we'll kind of move on again, let this rest a little bit as we don't. I don't know if we need to do 3 hours of this. Do we?
I mean,
yeah,
I
mean, you could. You could. The Joe Cronin experience, we'll do that next. Harrison Morang, 1080 The Fan. Aren't these guys suing each other? Is that what's going on right now? I think the band is suing Perry Fuel. So then he turned around and said, I'm going to sue your ass. I think that's what's going on.
Band dynamics are always weird.
Well, he was wasted on stage and tried to punch somebody and they kicked him out and, yeah.
Yeah, there was one band that I listened to. The guy was stealing MacBooks and selling them on Instagram because he was a junkie.
Oh, and that's how he used the money?
Yeah.
That's how he got the money to...
But it looked like somebody hacked his socials.
To do them drugs.
But he was literally just stealing whatever wasn't nailed down for $1,500. And I'm like, bro, that ain't good. That ain't good. But they ended up throwing him out of the band and getting a whole new front man. I was like, yikes.
Well... Joe Cronin himself has, think about this. I'm going to back up for a moment.
Okay, let's go. take a little trip with you.
Young Han Sen is drafted 16th overall in the 2025 NBA draft. Mm-hmm. The quote that comes out of that is, there's a lot of people's jobs on the line up there. You remember that?
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people, you know, we even me as you know, as not as deeply involved as you, me as a casual fan who knows enough, can kind of go, what? Who's this guy? What are we doing here? And the national media kind of ran with that too, although sounds like from what you and I have talked about and other people, you know, Nets at 19, Timberwolves at 17, et cetera, that there was a lot inside scoop on this. But I'll just never forget that it said, there's a lot of guys whose jobs are on the line up there. And whether this transfers or not to, again, like you said, if this transfers to working or not, that remains to be seen.
Mm-hmm.
But on the surface, it's absolutely fantastic. This is basically, over the last 3 years, this is what you've done. You've traded Yusuf Nurkic, Nas Little, and 3 years of playing time of Damian Lillard.
Mm-hmm.
That's all you've given up. For Tumani Kamara, Denny, Robert Williams, 2028 buck swap, 2029 bucks first unprotected,
mm-hmm.
2030 buck swap, Celtics 2029 first, and Dame at a fifth of the price.
And then you swapped Ant for Giroux.
And Ant for Giroux.
So,
Thank you.
No. Because like the crux of it is like, it's one of the more insane contract maneuvering, financial swoggling kind of things you've ever seen as far as like the net return. There's a guy that covers the Miami Heat who was like, I can't believe that, you know, they've got Shams out there carrying Joe Cronin's BS. And I'm just like, brother, give up the ghost. You were cooked 2 years ago, and now it's just not even close. Heat, just stop.
Heat fans. Oof.
Just stop it, man. Like, this is sad at this point. It's not close.
I think which is why I'm willing to sit here, and there's some people on the interaction lines that are saying the same. This is why I'll give Joe a little bit of credit. Because, again, do we know if these are going to work out? We don't know that. No. Do we know what the Bucks look like in 3 years? No, we don't. I have a good feeling. I know what they're going to look like.
Giannis not leaving right now is one of the best things that could happen to the Blazers, because the longer Giannis stays, the closer they get to those picks. And if Giannis leaves later, now those
picks. The rebuild is later.
Now the rebuild is later. Now you're smack dab in it. And all of a sudden you've got 3 years of Bucks picks and you're sitting there going, sure, you can trade Giannis, but whatever you trade him for,
yeah,
that really nice shiny thing, we're going to want that thing if you want your picks back.
Right, which is why the second you cut Dame is the second you trade Giannis, in my opinion. And we'll see if all these stuff works out for Joe Cronin. But look, this happens in every single league. This happens in baseball. This happens in NFL. It is so damn hard to get honest, fair trade value. In any sport, I mean, they happen. I'm not saying they don't happen.
I'm not disagreeing with you.
Very, very hard. And to come out this great, quote unquote, a lot of unknowns, this great, I think is a testament to Joe Cronin doing something right.
I don't think it's necessarily, and this isn't even Blazers specific, I think in general. We talked about this, I'm going to say a couple weeks ago. The whole idea of trade value. Trade value changes based on what your goals are. If your goals are your salary is jacked, your cap sheet is jacked, whether in football or basketball, and you're like, yeah, this isn't going to work, and we have to do a lot to get out of this, and that means you have to give up something nice to get out of it, that's the reality. You're like, oh, they only got this for this person. Like, well, they weren't trying to take back money. You could argue about this team getting a better player, sure, but that was their goal wasn't to get better player back. That team's goal was to make their cap sheets more functional.
Mm-hmm.
Or, you know, a guy is absolutely toxic. Look, Nurk is a human being. I love him. That guy was a living, breathing Rage Against the Machine album in Denver.
I love that band.
Look, everybody I talked to in Denver around that trade was like, he had to go. It was bad. Like, no, he had to go, dog. Mm-hmm. And so the whole idea that, You know the way the Blazers sold. It's funny. You can actually watch the press conference still out there. Neil Olshey did. It was either halftime or the end of the game with Brooke Olsendam. The thing that Neil was touting in that trade return wasn't Yusuf Nurkic. Is that he traded Mason Plumlee for a first round pick?
Yeah,
because they had to, in order to get the first round pick, they had to take Nurk back.
Yeah,
it was like, you want this first? You got to take this head case off our hands.
And that's how a lot of those trades work. Yeah. It's making deals behind the scene that helps each other out. That's why they think it's fair. But to us, the fan, we almost
never... It's always
never,
player for player, blah, blah, blah.
It's never... It never seems fair.
Yeah. And that's the thing is, like, a lot of times you just don't have the whole story. Like, when I see trades that I'm like, what the hell is that? That's when I start making phone calls and shooting texts of like, is there something going on here that I don't know?
The Nationals trade Juan Soto to the Padres for Mackenzie Gore and James Wood. Who the hell are those guys? All-stars this year.
Yeah.
That's who they are.
That's who they are. It's like,
that's who they are. And James Wood is like 6'7" and hits bombs.
Yeah. It's like, yeah, they did all right in that trade. But like, and that's the other thing. When you look at a trade that the second it happens versus, you know, a year and a half, 2 years down the road. Mm-hmm. And that's across, I think, a lot of sports, like the maturation and like, and again, this is why I'm so beholden to. Yeah, it's great to have a front office who gets everything right. But you know, it's even better having a front office that gets lucky all the time.
I don't care if it's lucky or smart. I'll have both.
Yeah, but like that's so much of this. You know, you trade for a guy. The Bucks, they trade for Damian Lillard and his Achilles ruptures.
That's brutal.
That's about as unlucky as it gets.
That's about as unlucky as it gets.
Because everybody in the NBA. Everybody was like, that is going to be the best pick and roll we have ever seen outside of Stockton Malone. Dude. There is no way you can stop this. And for one reason or another, you know, Dame's personal situation, Giannis wanting to do things his way and not be a screener, and then injuries to both of them, and Chris Middleton falling off a cliff physically. Like, you can't account for that stuff.
No, you can't.
Is it still a bad deal for the Bucks? No, you make the deal because you had the opportunity to pair the best pick and roll pairing possible.
Yeah, you had to take a shot. And we'll see how it all plays out. To those of you asking about this team next year and what does it all mean, Basil, we'll get to that in the 2 o'clock hour. We'll get to that. There's a long way off till basketball really matters because this team is still the same team it was yesterday. Mm-hmm. So we'll get into that in the 2 o'clock hour. We come back though. Let's take a pause on this for a little bit.
Look,
Daniel, I do what I want.
No, okay.
I'm joking. This is a collaborative effort.
Is it?
Maybe.
Okay.
Maybe. Mm. Maybe. Loaded second hour. Don't go anywhere. Harris Marang, Tenny the Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.